Welcome to the Instagram stories for Wednesday, June 10th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. As of today, Instagram has announced that the ability to customize your algorithm, which we had previously on the Reels page and the Explore page, is now available on the main feed. The head of Instagram also put together some thoughts about the algorithm and how it's fundamentally changed the way we use social media. We'll talk about it. Also, the @creators account has shared 3 tips for threads that I think are really important. And the YouTube team has put together a roundup of all the recent changes that they've implemented on the platform. We'll talk about it on the show. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with some Instagram news. The head of Instagram shared on his profile today, quote, "Today we're bringing your algorithm to the main feed. You can now see the topics we think you're interested in and change them across all the major parts of Instagram. You can access your algorithm by navigating to Reels or Explore and tapping the icon in the upper right corner, the 2 lines with hearts," end quote. He also put together some, quote, "thoughts on agency, algorithms, and where this is all going," end quote. I'm going to read what his slides say. I'm not going to keep saying quote, but I somewhat agree with his state of the algorithm, social media as a whole. We'll get into it. But first, let me read his slides. He says, "As software gets better at predicting what we want, our sense of agency gets smaller. The main feed on every major app is now mostly accounts you never decided to follow, surfaced by algorithms rather than your explicit choices. TikTok built its main feed on this model from day one. YouTube made the switch in 2016. X and Threads followed in 2023. Instagram moved more gradually, starting in 2020. The model worked. These apps would be much less important without it. Recommendations surface things you wouldn't have thought to look for in feeds that would otherwise have gone quiet. Personal moments moved to stories and DMs years ago. A feed where 1 in 50 friends posts a polished moment is not interesting. Recommendations filled the gap. Who you follow used to be a meaningful tool for shaping your experience. As recommendations took over the main feed, that tool quietly stopped working. The conversation with the algorithm became one-sided. It learns from what you tap, watch, and share, but you don't really get to tell it what you want. I think this loss of agency is part of what people feel when they feel uneasy about social media. Not the content itself, but the sense that the experience is happening to them rather than being shaped by them. You can't have agency over a system that lacks an interface you understand. Ranking systems have long represented content as embeddings, a kind of map where similar things sit close to one another. But to the system, that map was just numbers. That's the end of his slides about this topic. I do agree with his point that fundamentally the way social media is consumed has changed and people are looking to recommended accounts. However, I think that's only because people felt so much pressure to post high quality content that they gave up. Instead of creating their own high quality content, they either chose to reshare content that they came across that they thought their friends would like, and so they share that to stories or other formats, DMs, whatever. So therefore, they stopped creating their own personal content, and therefore, Instagram had no choice but to continue to show recommended content because your friends are not creating the content they potentially could be. I will say, for one, I don't love this. Yes, I scroll through TikTok feed. Yes, I scroll through my Instagram Reels feed, but I do wish my friends made more high quality content that I could consume. All right, let's change topics a little bit and talk about threads. The @creators account posted 3 tips for sharing threads, and I think this is really good. Here's the clip.
If you're a creator on Threads, these are the 3 features you should absolutely be using right now. First, if you post something on Threads, share it around. You can download your Threads posts in-app to create a carousel roundup for Instagram, or you can share it directly to your story. Second, use community topic tags to find your people. Posting about a trending TV show, event, or current obsession, just add a label to help your thread reach the people who are already talking about it. It's one of the easiest ways to find communities and join conversations about your vibe and niche. And finally, make it easy for your Instagram followers to find you on Threads. From your profile profile, tap Edit Profile, and toggle on Show Threads Banner.
This is a great time to talk about how many fantastic conversations are happening on Threads. If you haven't opened Threads in a while, maybe you spend all your time on other social media platforms, I do think it's worth taking the time to find the conversations that you can contribute to on Threads and jumping in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the YouTube team is going to share a roundup of all the features they've been working on recently. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's move on to the YouTube news, and here's what the team's been working on lately.
Hey, creators. Here's this month's Creator Roundup. We've launched a new account status page in the YouTube Studio mobile app for all creators globally. Account status provides an at-a-glance view of your channel's health, like copyright alerts, community guideline strikes, and monetization eligibility into one hub. You'll see clear indicators for any issues that need your attention, along with actionable steps to help you resolve them quickly and keep your channel in good standing. To get started, tap your profile picture in the top right corner of the Studio Mobile app and select Account Status. We've rolled out live countdown stickers. Countdowns are a fun way to get your viewers hyped for a specific moment in your live or to build anticipation for a special reveal. To add one, tap the stickers icon, then select Countdown. Tap to choose a color and start typing to add a title. Next, tap the sticker to set how long you want the countdown to last. Once you're done, you'll see how the countdown sticker will look on your live stream before you add it. You can tap and drag to reposition it or pinch to resize until you're happy with how it looks. Once you're ready, tap to start the countdown. Your imagination takes center stage with our latest update to Shorts Remix. To get started, tap the remix icon, then select Reimagine. Type your idea, or if you're stuck and need a starting point, swipe to select a suggestion. You can also type to add reference photos alongside your prompt. You'll then see a preview of your idea come to life. Tap Edit or Next to finish up your short. Once your short is published, it'll show a link that takes viewers back to the original short you remixed. We can't wait to see how you use these new creative tools to bring your unique perspective and wildest ideas to life. We're introducing Unique Reach, a metric that estimates the total unique people who saw your video or channel. For example, you might see 10 million unique people compared to 8 million views. This metric helps you estimate your total audience size, especially when pitching brand deals, and aligns your performance data with TV industry standards. You can find Unique Reach by heading into YouTube Studio Analytics and then Advanced Mode. We've added Conversation History in Ask Studio, now available to creators globally. Conversation History allows you to easily revisit and manage your past prompts. This lets you pick up where you left off and quickly reference previous community insights or analytics summaries unique to your channel. To get started, tap the menu icon within Ask Studio to view a list of your past conversations sorted by recency.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there. There's more to it about gifts and jewels, but I don't really think that's relevant. That is going to do it for today's episode. If you would like to hear me do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content, irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the gram. They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. Plain to see, don't have an agency. But I got a lot of spam, just put in the work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk, that there's a gym card in my hand. Don't have a full time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. Today's topic actually is going to be about social media and podcasting. Historically, I have thought that the goal is to have podcasting be video content that you can share on YouTube and you can create clips out of. For me, creating clips from podcast interviews have not performed very well. And so I thought about why that potentially could be. And I decided that it was because, number one, if the clips were online interviews, meaning I used Zencastr or Riverside, and it was two people who are not in the same space, those clips did not perform as well. But if I had interviewed someone in a studio, in a podcast studio setup, good lighting, and that person had a good story to tell, that those clips would perform better. So I have endeavored to find people with good stories around social media, around content creation, get them into a studio, record, edit it, cut it up into clips, and post those clips. However, I think the way people consume those clips is fundamentally different from how I thought it was. In my mind, people would watch the clips and think, wow, that's an interesting interview. Let me go find the rest of the interview and watch it. I don't think that's what people actually do. Some people do, a small percentage, but most just watch the clips. And I'm saying that because I have noticed over the past few weeks, months, whenever I talk to someone about an interview that I watched, maybe it was Amy Poehler on her Good Hang podcast, and I mentioned a good story on there from a guest that she had interviewed. Whenever I talk about that interview with someone else, they don't say, oh yes, I listened to the interview. What they say is, oh, I saw clips of it. And I realized that how I've been thinking about interviews is fundamentally backward. Now to me, I use clips like a trailer, meaning that if I want to watch a movie, I watch the trailer of the movie, and if those 90 seconds of trailer make me want to watch the rest of the movie, then I do. I would never just watch trailers and then think, well, I've seen enough of the movie, I think I got the point, because trailers are not the movie. However, I think clips are the interview, meaning that people will look at clips and decide they have gotten what they need to from the clips. If they watch a few clips, they got the gist of it and they're good, and that is the interview. Fundamentally, I am going to change how I create content around this concept. So if you are a person who is willing to tell stories in clips format where we sit in a podcast studio and pretend we're doing an interview, but we are really not, we are just creating clips, I would very much like to talk to you. Send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media. I don't care where you live in the country. We will arrange it. Send me a DM, please. Have some good stories to tell and feel comfortable telling them on camera in a studio setup, pretending it is a podcast interview that is just clips. All right. Thank you for listening to me talk about a slightly different topic.